A small group of tenants rallied outside Governor Cuomo's office to urge him to stick to proposals to strengthen tenants' rights during the negotiations to renew the rent laws. Assemblywoman Maritza Davila, who represents the Williamsburg and Bushwick sections of Brooklyn, says landlords are trying to force low-income tenants out, and she says they must be stopped.
There is no way that I am going to allow this to continue to happen. We are asking the governor, it's time. Clock is ticking. As the clock ticks, that's how uncertain my community and all New Yorkers feel.
Davila was one of over four dozen people arrested outside the governor's office 2 weeks ago when tenant advocates complained that Cuomo was not speaking strongly enough for reforming the rent laws. Now Cuomo and Assembly Democratic Speaker Carl Hastie say they want to reform what's known as the vacancy decontrol clause in the laws, while Senate Republicans have submitted a bill to simply extend the laws without changes for another 8 years. Senator Kathy Young, a Republican from Olean in the southwest corner of the state, says Republicans also back an alternative bill. It would put more onus on tenants to prove that they actually deserve to live in a rent-stabilized apartment.
It also has several protections in it that are good for tenants, and also it brings accountability in making sure that the law is being followed as far as proving that it's your primary residence and that you have the income verification.
Senator Young says a related tax break for real estate developers who build affordable housing, known as the 421A clause, is not being actively discussed right now. It was also set to expire at midnight. Senator Young says Republicans are also pressing to make the state's property tax cap permanent, an issue that's of concern to homeowners upstate and in the New York City suburbs.
That absolutely is a priority for the Senate Republican Conference. The property tax cap has been extraordinarily effective in putting the brakes on runaway property tax hikes.
The tax cap does not expire until next year, but a related law passed in 2011 ties continued existence of the cap to the continuation of the rent laws. One other remaining issue is also being seriously discussed, an education tax credit. It would allow a credit for donations of up to $1 million to pay for poor children to go to private schools. The money could also be used to fund extracurricular programs at a public school of the donor's choosing. Lobbyists for the education tax credit, including the Catholic Conference, were working the halls of the Capitol, hoping to convince a few more lawmakers to support the measure. Senate Education Chair Carl Marcellino, who backs the bill, says he's hopeful of an agreement with Assembly Democrats, who do not yet have the 76 votes needed to pass the bill.
It's my understanding that our people and their people are still talking and negotiating, and I think it looks real positive.
Assembly Democrats have proposed an alternative measure. It would give families earning up to $120,000 a year a $3,000 tax credit if a child attends private schools, but it would not offer a tax break for donors to the scholarship funds. Senator Marcellino says he hasn't closely read that bill. There is one issue that's not been on the end-of-session agenda, and that's ethics reform. More than 20 protesters from the Moral Monday movement were arrested outside the state Senate chambers, saying they want to end corruption at the Capitol that's led to charges against the two majority party legislative leaders this session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.